Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website, which is www.theorganicview.com. If you have any questions or would like to connect with us, you can simply post a question on our wall on Facebook, send us a tweet to @TheOrganicView, or contact me directly at June Stoyer on Twitter. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. Today's show is sponsored by Eden Foods, one of the most trusted names in certified organic clean foods. Listeners of the Organic View Radio Show can receive 20% off any regularly priced items, excluding cases. Simply enter the coupon code ORGVIEW when prompted during checkout. That's ORGVIEW. For more special offers, please visit our website at www.theorganicview.com. On today's show, animal advocate Christine Jordan will join me today to discuss her efforts to globally raise awareness about canned hunting. So I'd like to welcome to the show Christine Jordan. Good afternoon, Christine, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Christine, could you share a little bit about yourself with our listeners?
I'm a single mom from KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa, which is on the East Coast. I've been living in Mozambique the last 10 years and came back to South Africa at the end of last year with my little boy. And I love animals.
Yes, you do. And you've been very involved, actually, with another campaign, which we'll talk about in a little bit. In regards to canned hunting, can you explain to our listeners what canned hunting is?
Basically, a canned hunt is the lion is in the can, which means that there's no chance for the lion to escape. The hunter, the professional hunter, only gets paid if the guest, you know, the client gets a kill, a guaranteed kill. So basically, the lion cannot escape. And from the lion's birth to its death, it's all about exploitation. The lionesses are kept breeding. They're forced to have 3 litters per year, whereas in the wild, they just have the 1 litter. And then the lions are petted by unsuspecting tourists to volunteer. Then they get stuck on death row in miserable conditions. Sometimes they're inbred so that they are unhealthy and in pain. And then they meet their grand destiny, which we, you know, as mankind have decided as law, that we can just shoot lions in an enclosure. Most of the time the lions are drugged so that there's no danger that the client would get hurt or that the lion would escape. And sometimes dogs are also used, and they're almost always baited. They'll put the dead animal out in the tree and the lion will be drawn into it. That enclosure, or you know, near the hunt, near the blind where the guest is hiding, and we can just shoot it, or even from a car. And the lion is used to humans.
Now, how is it that some of these lions are used to humans? How is that possible?
Well, they're born into captivity, into slavery. Then they are petted and cuddled and taught to love humans, and that humans are so great and wonderful, until they get too dangerous for that part of the program. And then they are basically hidden away or put somewhere until it's their time to die, until they're sold.
Now, isn't it true that ecotourism plays a huge role in canned hunting?
Yes, for sure, because it saves the lion breeders. It saves them the cost of having to rear these lions. The volunteers come and basically do all the work. They pay a lot of money, and it's a great deal for the lion breeder. I mean, all these costs are paid. He doesn't have to employ outside staff. If I was a volunteer and I found out that I was taking part in a canned hunting operation, or that the lions are petted, and that I was told that these lions would be released to the wild when that's impossible, people, I would sue the agency that sent me there, and I would sue the lion breeder himself.
In regards to the ecotourism that lends itself to canned hunting, has there been a list that's been created with all of the different groups so far that are known to participate in canned hunts?
Peter Katz, Dr. Peter Katz of Lion Aid in London, he recently exposed this part of the industry in a UK media outlet, so he would have a list on his blog. There definitely is a list.
And folks, you can visit lionaid.org for more information, and also they've been on The Organic View a number of times, so you might want to also check out the interviews. Dr. Peter Katz is just an amazing advocate and very knowledgeable. Thank you for that, Christine. How did you begin this initiative? It's a global effort to raise awareness about canned hunting. How did you go about doing this?
I was busy organizing the Maputo Elephant March. I'm not sure if you know that many cities, I think it was 40 marched around the world on the 4th of October last year. It was the first global march for a single species. And through that, I had the idea to march for lions, and I linked up with the same activists that I had been working with. So you could say I got inspired by the elephants.
Thank you. Now, can you talk about this upcoming march? How can people get involved?
Basically, all the information is on Cairns Lion. It's www.cairnslion.org. All the cities are on there. Even if you can't march, you're welcome to step up and organize a march. But even if you can't march, you can write to President Zuma. You can write to your South African consulate. You can make your opinions known on whether this would affect your visiting South Africa, because there is a tourism boycott at the moment, which is caused by this can hunting and the way the outside world perceives that we don't care about our wildlife in South Africa. So there's so much you can do. A lot of the children are writing to President Zuma and making little video clips, which will be formed into one video to send to him. I think that the way into this whole mess is through children. We need the children to love the lions, and maybe they can take that home into their families. Because a lot of the adults are too busy, or they're not paying attention, or they think it's someone else's problem. So I found that the way to reach into many families and to get the topic out of the activist arena into the public domain is through children.
Now, you have a little boy. How do you show your child how to love animals? And what advice do you have for other parents that are listening as far as how they can explain to their children not only about what can hunting is, but how to love animals?
My child is two, but the route I will take is not to be a bully. To hurt an animal is to bully it, because the animal is defenseless. He's in our power, and we should be respecting that animal. We should be loving it because it is in our power. So we should be looking after it even more. Basically, hurting animals is bullies. All these hunters are bullies with guns. They say this. They're not brave. There's no skill involved. It's a high-powered rifle. The animal cannot escape. They are just bullies with guns. It's not cool. So I think we need to watch what children are looking at on the media. The Sarah Palin in your government, I hope I'm allowed to say this, I'm horrified. She's a mother, and look at what she's teaching children. I don't even know, hunters shouldn't even be in government, because it's a direct conflict of interest. You can't write laws about beings that you are farming for their parts, or about animals that you are killing for fun. So A, she's a mom, and look at what she's showing children, and B, these are the people that are writing the laws. And then we wonder why the world is so violent and children are killing other children, because look at what they are being exposed to. I will never let my child watch any of those hunting shows. And how can it be on Sportsman's Channel? It's not a sport. It's murder.
Thank you. Christine, you have been documenting your whole journey. Could you share with our listeners the address for your blog and also some of your social media information?
My blog is Bush Babies and Bananas. That was because I used to live in the forest and there weren't really many humans to talk to, so I used to feed the bush babies bananas. It was a very, very pure lifestyle, and I was totally connected to nature, and I loved it, but I had to move away because Tristan was, you know, too isolated. And social media, my Twitter is @theangeldarn, and I have a coaching website called silverbirchladies@wordpress.com. I love animal phones.
Thank you. Christine, it has been wonderful learning about you and having the opportunity to connect with you, especially since you're far away from New York. But nevertheless, that's the beauty of the Internet. We can talk to so many people in different places and work together collectively to make the changes that we need. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having us and for having me and for giving the Lions a chance to talk.
You're very welcome. And folks, if you'd like to learn more, there will be a post-show article about Christine's efforts and also links to her website and also information about the different petitions that are circulating, as well as information as far as what you can do to help support the efforts to make the global ban on can hunting a reality. Thank you for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.